Yes.
Where was the China City?
China City is in the
south of here?
No, it's next to Avara Street.
Ah, over there. Right.
Uh-huh.
And they call the part south of on Spring Street, they call that Old Chinatown.
Yes. They
when was that established, the Old Chinatown with Sing Lei Hei Yun and all those?
Oh, I don't really remember.
But this whole, these, all of these shops here were established around 1939?
Oh yes, 39. This don't have very many shops. This is really
this building.
Mm-hmm.
Were they done all together as one project?
Yes.
And the Chinese architect designed all of
them? Yes. And that's from the Mayer architect. M-A-Y-E-R. The architect. They're very good. They make the Chinese building very beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Were these buildings owned by
several
people?
One, two, three, those. This sign is owned by the lawyer. Name what? Hong Yo Jong.
This building or this whole sign?
Lawyer Hong.
The whole
this
sign?
Yeah.
Including your shop?
You still own it. Hong Kong Low,
uh-huh.
And down that one, and up here. And that one, too. Dai Zhong Guang.
He owns all of those?
All of those.
And this plus your shop?
My shop is individual. It's
someone
else.
I see. Yeah.
So this place is owned by Grandview Garden. So now, just recently, he sold it to us. So
and how about those Empress of China and all those, the green building?
Oh, those are owned by the Kwans before.
Oh, they sold
The Grand Star.
Ah.
Grand Star family.
Did they sell it?
I don't think they sell it. They give it to the grandchildren.
Ah, I see. And all of this were built together. You can just buy the lot.
Paid the money to build it. At that time, it's only a few thousand. That's all.
What did most people do with the money they saved? Did they gamble it, or send it back home, or put it in a bank?
Oh, they put it in a bank, and then
safe deposit box.
No, they give it to their son. They invest it. They do more business and then they give it to their son.
Do they put it in safe deposit
boxes? I don't think so.
No?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They go put in a bank.
Just a regular
savings
account?
Uh-huh. They have to make their interest. You don't put in a bank,
you don't get interest.
A safe deposit box wouldn't help.
Yeah, that's true. How about, do you know of anyone involved in politics?
Huh?
Was there anyone involved in politics in Chinatown back in those days?
No.
You said that who was the Kuomintang?
That's my father.
I see. He was an officer?
Uh-huh.
Officer?
In San Francisco.
Party member? Did he do anything up there?
Well, he's writing paper, writing about the good of Kuomintang, and now Kuomintang is no more. No?
Oh, well. But did your father, was he old enough to go through the 1911 revolution?
Huh?
Did he go through the 1911 revolution? The
Kuomintang revolution? Well, they go to Honolulu and talk to Sun Yat-sen about the revolution.
Yeah.
That's the...
At that time, he was already in America.
Ah, yeah. That's a Hoi Ngoi. Hoi Ngoi. Ling. And my father have a brick in Chasup Yi Li Si. My father have a name there.
Oh, he contributed to
yes.
the building.
And then they have the people from America.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of brick there. They have her name there.
Mm-hmm. But he did not go back to China to
No.
But I'm sure he raised money, right?
Mm-hmm. He raised a lot of money. I have a lot of batch for it, too. I have a lot of batch, yeah.
What kind of
batch? Pins from San Francisco. When he's helping the Kuomintang, they give him a flag, you know, something like that.
I see. And how about you? Did you participate in politics at all in Chinatown?
No time. I'm not good on that.
Were there any Chinese politicians, local Chinese, who wanted to participate in the American politics before World War II?
I don't know. Maybe David Chow.
Ah,
the
one that owns the wholesaler?
Yes, that's right.
Antique store.
Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
65 around.
So he was very young back then.
Huh?
He was quite young back then.
Well,
40
he,
years
he,
ago.
He very politics. He liked Nixon a lot.
Oh, this is
he's
recent.
Yeah, Nixon.
This is recent. I mean, before World War II, the Chinese were not involved with local, like councilmen.
Not at all.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Did you vote at all?
I did vote till Nixon get into trouble. Then I didn't vote now.
No, I mean local elections for councilmen, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
City councilmen.
Mm-hmm.
You never.
I don't vote anymore. I did vote before.
Did you vote before World War II?
No.
No. Did you ever feel that there was hostility toward the Chinese in Los Angeles?
No. I think everything all right.
There never was any?
No.
You have, when you opened your gift shop here or in Chinatown since the 1930s, did you ever experience any of your maybe Caucasian customers making any remarks?
No.
Or anything like that?
It's all right. Everybody went, it runs so smooth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think the Chinese have done better or worse than the general population?
Better
than?
Mm-hmm.
And which group do you think have done the best among the Chinese?
Well, then that's a lot of banking. Now they have the bank, you know, and the Chinese run a bank or something.
That was recent though, right?
Yeah, recently.
That's recent.
Not before.
Before World War II, am I correct that the four major businesses were restaurant, laundry, gift shop, and I'm missing one. And one other, is there another business, the Chinese, or produce?
Produce.
Yeah, those four were the main lines of work,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Were there any other kinds of jobs?
That's about that's the main line.
Do you remember seeing any Chinese
working? Doing something?
Yeah, doing something different before World War II. Say teaching or social work or...
No, they don't have that.
Was there any, and no, there was no Chinese social workers?
No.
No teachers?
Maybe one.
How about people involved in professions like accountants or if you needed an accountant, where would you go? You could find out.
Well, they have one or two of them around.
I see.
At that time.
Did you use them?
Mm-hmm.
I see. And same thing with say insurance salesmen.
Yes.
There was?
Yeah, there's some insurance salesmen.
How about travel agents?
No, don't travel.
there wasn't any China travel agents around at all? Because
no.
Now there are lots of...
Now there's plenty.
Uh-huh. Anybody opened a, say, flower shop or something like that?
Flower shop, that's one that opened a long time.
40 years ago? 35 years ago?
Yeah. It's Sanhua Fa Bo. Sanhua.
Yeah. Where did the Chinese go to get the mortuary services? Back, you know, 35, 40 years ago.
Oh, this one. The Wilbur. This one. That's on Broadway before.
The Weber Gutierrez. That's a Mexican
one.
Place, right?
Yes. That's
why
the
would the Chinese go to, is it a Mexican or a Caucasian place?
It's an Italian.
Oh, Italian.
Yeah.
But the Chinese did not have their own mortician.
No.
Is there a Chinese cemetery?
No, at that time.
So where did the Chinese get buried?
Oh, they go to Rosedale and around Rosedale. They have a Chinese one, yeah. But they didn't fix it at the time. Now it's all fixed. It's pretty good.
Where's Rosedale?
Rosedale. That's where my mother there and my husband there.
I have been gone.
Washington Street. Washington.
Washington and what?
I think Vermont or something. Vermont area.
Isn't that a very densely populated area? I mean, aren't there a lot of houses around there?
Oh yeah. That's in town.
Uh-huh.
In town. And now they're Forest Lawn and Rose. Rose Hill.
Rose Hill, uh-huh. Yeah, is that where the Chinese go now?
No, they do.
Yeah. Did you remember going to any funerals?
Yes.
Before?
Uh-huh.
World War II?
Uh-huh.
Were they like Chinese funerals or were they like
American
funerals? American funerals.
Uh-huh.
Like
they have muxi and everything. Before
there wasn't any.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What time is it now?
This is the end of the duplicate of tape 1, side 1 of the interview with Ida Fong.